yet another bailout.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Citigroup dug itself an enormous hole. I mean, a Grand Canyon-sized hole of toxic assets. And Citigroup is probably the poster child for too big to fail. So the government is going to pull Citi right out of that hole. The Treasury, the Fed, and the FDIC, they have a bailout plan. Here it is. Invest another $20 billion in Citigroup, force the bank to help struggling homeowners, and here's the big one. The Treasury will assume the risk for $300 billion in toxic assets. We're joined by Jane DiRista from the Financial Markets Center. Jane, what do you think of this plan?
Well, I'm not happy with the $300 billion guarantee. I'm not happy with the plan. I think it does indicate how lax they were in oversight at the Fed to have, after all, proposed that Citibank buy Wachovia not so long ago. I think that taking the guarantee is an enormous amount of money.
With this $300 billion, how likely is it, based on what you know, that the government will have to eventually buy these assets?
Definitely. That's the point. They're going to have to buy them if they give a guarantee.
All of them? All $300 billion?
Well, who knows? I mean, I just don't believe that this is the path for Citibank to get back on its feet.
Then what is the way Citigroup gets back on its feet?
It gets back on its feet only if the Fed is willing to buy some portion of its and other banks and other important institutions' toxic assets and give them in exchange a reserve account at the Fed that will be on the liability side of their balance sheet and act as a substitute for capital. Capital is not there. And we are looking at a meltdown in the capital of the financial system.
And the Treasury can't do that?
No, the Treasury cannot do that.
What happens if we don't do anything here and Citigroup fails?
It would be an enormous displacement in the financial sector. It is a domino situation, and they know it.
Jane DiRista, Director of Programs for the Financial Markets Center, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
President Bush will comment on the Citigroup bailout shortly. The stock markets like it. So far, the Dow is up 94 points to 8141. The NASDAQ has climbed 18, and the S&P 500 is up 12. European shares are 5 to 6% higher, much higher gains in Europe. In Asia, the markets closed 2% lower. Today, Barack Obama introduces his economic cast, starring New York Fed President Tim Geithner as Treasury Secretary, former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers as head of the National Economic Council, and New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson as Commerce Secretary. More now from Steve Henn in Washington.
Wall Street likes Geithner. He's well known there. This weekend, he was deeply involved in crafting the Citigroup deal. Actually, he's had a hand in managing almost every major financial crisis for the past 15 years. When the news of Geithner's appointment leaked late Friday, the markets rallied. Before that, there was an enormous fear the government's response to the financial crisis was frozen in place by the presidential transition. But over the weekend, President-elect Obama previewed a plan to preserve millions of jobs by investing in roads, schools, and green technology. Some believe it could cost up to $700 billion. Right now, though, the big question facing Obama's economic team is whether to make any moves to try to push the current bailout forward. If they do, they'll need Treasury Secretary Paulson's cooperation, and they need Congress to free up the last chunk of bailout cash. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient serving groups at medtronic.com/community. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Today, Mr. Sloan gives out his Turkeys of the Year awards. And boy, there have been a lot of turkeys this year. Topping the list is the government letting Lehman Brothers fail. Alan, why is that the biggest turkey?
Because letting Lehman fail set off a whole batch of problems that nobody, I have to say, including me, anticipated. It messed up the markets. It led to a money market fund breaking the buck. It started runs of hedge funds moving their money. And it set off this horrible mess that is still continuing. That's why I have given it not only the Turkey of the Year award, but very likely the Turkey of the Decade, since there are only 2 years left in the decade.
All right. So another one on your list is this very recent Treasury flip-flop and the fact that the Troubled Asset Relief Program is no longer about troubled assets.
The Treasury yelled and Fed yelled and screamed and said, we have to do this or Western civilization is at stake. Then they start to do it and then they say, never mind. So that sort of undermines faith in the people running the system, and that's a very bad thing. And we're seeing fallout from that now because when Hank Paulson, who I think is a reasonably formidable guy, the Treasury Secretary, he gets up. No one seems to pay any attention anymore. And Ben Bernanke at the Fed, people worshiped at the feet of Alan Greenspan. I'm not sure why, but Bernanke says stuff and it's ignored.
But bottom line, Alan, do you think switching course was actually the right decision?
Yes. The problem there was they should have thought things out before they announced their plan. It's clear they didn't.
All right, Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine, happy Thanksgiving.
And may the turkeys in your portfolio be smaller next year.
If you have your own turkeys to nominate, by all means, share them with us online at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.